And right now, we welcome an old friend who is the Executive Vice President, Northeast Director at CBRE, Commercial Real Estate, Herky Pollack. And always good to catch up with you. Herky, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. Great to be part of the show today. Thank you.
Well, we know you're busy, and I'm assuming that's a good thing. And I want to start by asking you, finally, the Penguins announced with the city the reconnection of the Hill District to downtown and all that's going on there. Can you give us kind of a thumbnail of what we can expect to see there in the future?
Sure. Let me backtrack for 1 second to talk about being busy. We are busier than ever. So in my 35-year career, I've never seen it quite like this for retail, brokerage, and development. So we can talk more about that, but it's a great time right now to be in the industry. It's a great time for Pittsburgh. As far as the Penguins go, they finally got the approval from the Planning Commission, which to me could be the best victory the Penguins have had since 2017 when they won the Cup from the Hill. That was an awesome victory last week for the Penguins and FNB, and we're now going to see some major construction there finally, and that's going to be a really great addition to the Hill District and to downtown, and then have connectivity with the Cap and to really grow our downtown, which we've been seeing over the last 5 to 10 years with growth in the Strip District and the North Shore and the South Shore with the Station Square. And so our natural boundaries have expanded dramatically, and that's just one more way to expand towards Oakland.
And this project at the old Mellon Arena site, is it going to be a mixed-use thing like office, retail, and condos?
Well, at least office and retail. I think condos might be a different phase, but they're going to have certainly residential as part of their overall development. This phase is going to include office and retail, which is quite exciting, with FNB anchoring the office components, and they have several retailers that they're negotiating with to fill the retail portion. But again, that just expands downtown a little more toward the open district, which is great because I think ultimately we're going to see open and downtown connect, and we're going to have one large central business district, which is the vitality for our whole entire region.
What other areas in and around town are going to be booming, Herky?
Well, it's interesting, Larry. With COVID, everyone talked about how the demise of downtown is coming and people are going to the suburbs. Well, I can tell you that we leased more square feet for retail during COVID than we lost, which is interesting when you think about that. We have 12 new restaurants coming into downtown, Target, Five Iron Golf. The North Shore is on fire right now. The Steelers and Pirates and Continental are going to embark upon another development right across from Hyde Park and PNC Park. The Strip District, as we all know, is really growing right now. The Terminal Project's doing well, and they have new tenants coming online, and that's growing with lots of high-tech companies coming in from all over the country. Station Square, which I'm working on, along as well as the North Shore, has new tenants that we announced. Excuse me. And we have several more to announce down the road. Southside Works is going through $105 million repositioning and redevelopment right now with new residential and new retail. And really, everything we're seeing in and around the urban core just speaks volumes about how the city has resilience. And so we're seeing lots of new tenants coming in. New residential development is embarking upon the urban core. And that just bodes well for the next 5 to 10 years for Pittsburgh. I mean, everyone says that when we lost our department stores, you can write us off. Well, we replaced them with lots and lots of restaurants and entertainment concepts. Now with a new Target coming downtown and new restaurants and new retail, we're back. And it just shows how strong our urban core is, and it's the center of our region.
What about a grocery store? Is there going to be a grocery store anytime soon anywhere in that core?
There's no true grocery store coming. However, Target will have a large grocery component, much like they do in a lot of the urban formats. Them coupled with the drug stores in downtown capture a lot of that market. And so with that, and also with the ability to have food delivered to your house with Uber or other vehicles, that satisfies the current demand. There has been in the past grocery stores looking at it, but I think with Target and others doing the bidding right now, that will be the nail that really satisfies that need.
We're with Herky Pollack, CBRE, commercial real estate expert. Herky, what is that development right there on the North Shore. You mentioned across from Hyde Park and PNC, but I see they've put up a new parking garage. What else is accompanying that?
Yeah, there's a new parking garage that went up that's been built by Continental, the Steelers, and the Pirates, and they have plans to add another phase there, which is going to have office and residential and, again, one or two stories of retail. We already have a ton of interest for that. One larger tenant who's interested in being there, and the future, again, that will be the last large phase of the North Shore. And the future, again, holds very, very promising for the North Shore. The last 5 years has been really meteoric. As you know, I own a restaurant there. And what we've seen when we added Burgatory and Southern Tier and Hyde Park are going to remodel. And when you see the Tequila Cowboy and how well Stage AE's done, it's gone to a whole new level. I mean, during COVID, it was very successful, ironically, because people came there without the game days. And that proves the district is now not just for game day, but it's also for 24/7 every day of the year. So with another additional 40 to 50,000 square feet of retail coming online, that just gives more critical mass for people to come there and frequent there on an ongoing basis.
Are companies that have large employee bases there, are they pulling back on any of their rental space?
They're not pulling back. I will say that they're slow to come back to the office for obvious reasons. So I figure by late summer, early fall, things will be back to somewhat normal in terms of people getting back to the office. Right now, it's much slower downtown and the surrounding areas with office tenants coming back. That's going to be dramatically different come the end of the year. And so if these tenants who are here now can survive through the last 15, 16 months, 17 months, they could survive anything, and fortunately, all the monies with the public, with the stimulus and the PPP and the EIDL and the ERF and the restaurant development funds, all of those monies were hugely impactful for sustaining these retailers. So the retail and the restaurant apocalypse that was supposed to occur, with 60% of the restaurants to close and 30% of the retailers to close, did not occur. And in fact, the sales were much stronger than anyone expected throughout COVID. The money sustained them. We did lose restaurants and retailers around the country, but quite frankly, a lot of those were not indigenous to COVID. They were just restaurants and retailers that were on the verge of closing anyway, and just COVID expedited that whole entire process.
That's interesting. And what about these? I read a story about this shell names that are buying big properties downtown. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, my belief is that they're much like when PNC built their towers. There's another assemblage going on, and I think that's going to be occurring in the next probably 12 to 18 months. It's too good of a location to not have something occurring there, and certainly I think someone's going to take great advantage of that as they grow.
Herky Pollack, Executive Vice President, Northeast Director, CBRE Commercial Real Estate. Always appreciate your insight, Herc. Thanks. Stay safe. We'll talk again soon.
It's my pleasure and great talking to you guys, and you stay safe as well. Thank you very much for your time.